AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Pentagon says the Chinese balloon that was shot down off the Carolina coast was part of a large surveillance program that China has been conducting for several years. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says they confirmed similar balloons passed over U.S. territory on four occasions during the Trump and Biden administrations.
They were over sites that would be of interest to the Chinese, but I'm not going to go into the specifics.
Ryder says the U.S. got a unique opportunity to learn a lot more about the Chinese surveillance program. Outside Madison, Wisconsin, a day after the State of the Union address, President Biden talked about the Republicans who called him a liar during the speech.
Reminds me of liar, liar, house on fire, yeah.
The president got pushback when he said some in the GOP were bent on cutting Social Security and Medicaid. He even brought up what a Wisconsin senator said about it.
Ron Johnson on Social Security and Medicare, quote, "We should transfer everything, so we have to consider everything every year."
The president also talked about his economic plan. Hopes of finding survivors are fading in the rubble of the massive earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria. The number of dead is approaching 12,000. Emergency medicine specialist Dr. George Chiapas at Northwestern University was asked how long people can survive.
That element of hope and that element of that mental toughness, with the hope that someone is going to get to you, I think can provide you one, two, three more days.
Search teams from more than two dozen countries have joined tens of thousands of local emergency personnel in Syria and Turkey. John Ballantyne, an inmate convicted of killing three teenagers while they slept in a Texas panhandle home more than 25 years ago, faces execution amid allegations his trial was marred by racial bias. Voters in California could decide whether to reinstate voting rights to people in prison on felony convictions. This is AP News. The U.S. has been rebuilding its military might in the Philippines more than 30 years after closing bases there. The AP's Charles de la Desma has the story.
Washington's reinforcing an arc of military alliances in Asia in a starkly different post-Cold War era, in which the perceived new regional threat is an increasingly belligerent China. Last week, the longtime allies announced that rotating batches of U.S. forces would be granted access to four more Philippine military camps, aside from the five other local bases under a 2014 defense pact. News of the decision to allow an expanded American military presence in the country is rekindling memories of thousands of U.S. sailors pumping money, life, and hope into the local economy. But there's also a backlash about the danger it could put the country in. I'm Charles de la Desma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.